The two readings we had this evening are those that are set for the second service on this Sunday. And I'm taking a text, which I don't always have a text, but tonight I have, and it's from the reading in Deuteronomy. The well-known words, chapter 6, verses 4 to 5. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. And I feel that these words that from that reading, these words tonight are very applicable for the first Sunday in Lent. That we are told to love God with all of our being. In a recent edition of a magazine, The Inspire, which we have sometimes at this church, there was an article concerning a lady called Mandy. She had had quite a troubled childhood after her mother was ejected from their house, and a little while later a stepmother arrived, and this happened when she was about 6 years old. And after that time she saw her father only once a day when they had a good night kiss. But eventually she was sent with her brother to live with their mother on a large housing estate, council housing estate. And she became very rebellious at what life had provided her with, and she had no time for any religious beliefs at all. And then at the age of about 18, she had a message from her father given through her brother. And the message from her father was, "You can tell Mandy that she is no longer my daughter." And of course, hearing that made things even worse for her. She felt that life was really rough for her. And it was because she had carelessly missed, she had a biannual meeting with her father twice a year. And she'd missed one because she'd forgotten about it. And that was the result that came from her father: "You're no longer my daughter." And she found life quite difficult. But then, sometime later, she had a look at Christianity to see whether that could help her at all. And in that way, she did find God and found that God loved her, that she was loved. And sometime after that, she went to work for a while in Botswana. And she lodged with a Christian couple there. And she said she found that through being with them for those 3 years, that she found what it meant to know God, to love God, and to know God's love for her. And she's now able to give her testimony to others, to help them to know that it is possible for life to be changed round. And even, I feel, if we have followed God's way for many years, it's still good for us to consider how deep is our love for God. Do we really still love him with all of our being, with our soul? Or do we just love with our mind, knowing that's just the thing that we ought to be doing, but leaving out our heart and emotions. Or it could be the other way around, perhaps loving with our heart, but forgetting to use our mind and to find out what God really is saying to us and the way that he wants to guide us in our day-to-day lives. The way that we see our relationship with God affects and guides our day-to-day living. It brings us to prayer. It brings us to reading our Bibles, to seeing the opportunities that he places before us to do his will and to share something of the love and care that he has given to us. The words of our text from Deuteronomy are quoted by Jesus in Matthew's Gospel as a response to a question from a Pharisee. And Jesus says that it is the first and the greatest commandment: to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. The first and the greatest commandment. It's also, of course, in Mark's Gospel and in Matthew and in Luke's Gospel, in response to questions that are brought before Jesus. And in one case, it was the lawyer who quoted those words when he had asked Jesus what was the greatest commandment. And the lawyer actually quoted them when Jesus said, "Well, what do you think?" And Jesus said, that is the greatest commandment, he said, "You are not far from the kingdom of God," because he had thought what God was saying to him. And also we find this in Luke's Gospel. And again, we have Jesus adding to that quotation, that commandment, to love your neighbour as yourself. And when the lawyer asks, "Well, who is my neighbour?" then we have that wonderful parable of Jesus, of the Good Samaritan. And I feel that is a story that is truly needed in our world today, with all the refugees, all the hurt people that there are in so many countries today, so many parts of the world. We need to realise that everyone is our neighbour. And so these words from Deuteronomy: love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And as we seek to follow this commandment, we deepen our relationship with God. We become closer to him, and we enable him to come closer to us. Relationships are important to us, aren't they? And the relationship that God wants to have with us is a really important relationship. We need to have a relationship with him that isn't perfunctory or distant, but one that is really strong and two-way. On God's part, he is our maker, our creator. And through Jesus, we can know him as our Heavenly Father. What a great understanding of God that can be for us, especially to realise that we are part of God's family. And to know Jesus as a brother, as well as our Saviour. We know God loves us men and women with all of his being, because he sent his Son to earth to be as one of us, to live and to die for us, so that our sins might be forgiven through that great sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. So our love for God in turn should be with the whole of our being, heart, mind, soul, and strength. The parables that Jesus told in the reading from Luke's Gospel emphasizes that God rejoices over the one individual who turns to him, as the shepherd rejoiced over the finding of his lamb, and as the woman rejoiced over the finding of that one coin that was lost. They were both returned to their rightful place, as we are returned to our rightful place when we give our lives to live for God. The parable of the lost sheep reminded me of one of the old gospel hymns that was in our previous hymn book. There were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold. Away on the mountains, wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care. And then the final verse. And all through the mountains thunder-riven, and up from the rocky steep, there rose a cry to the gates of heaven, rejoice, I have found my sheep. And the angels echoed round the throne, rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. A lost relationship need not be lost forever. And a lost relationship with God need not be lost forever. The wanderer may return and the relationship renewed and restored. We believe that God loves all his creation. We believe that he loves everyone. And we believe that he loves the one, the individual, as much as he loves everyone. He sent his own Son into the world to be its saviour, to live, and to help us to see what God is truly like, and to help us to understand that we can have a personal relationship with God, and that we can know him as our Heavenly Father. But to fulfill that, to complete that, Jesus died for our sins. It was love that led Jesus to the cross of Calvary. The love for all people of all time. That passage in Deuteronomy goes on to say, "These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up." God's words, his commandments, are to be made known. They are meant to be shared. They are meant to be passed on. They are to be passed on to future generations. And they are meant to be lived by the current generation. May the way that we live our lives today help others to listen to God's word for them. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. And I finish with a prayer by Miles Coverdale. Lord Jesus Christ, draw our hearts to yours with a love that is irresistible. Unite our hearts to yours with a love that is inseparable. And bind our hearts to yours with a love that is immeasurable, now and forever. Amen.